Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
And Seth Emerson, Mac Daddy writer for The Athletic, is joining us at the table. And let's just go right into it. You just heard Eli Drinkwitz talk, who is super entertaining, isn't he?
He always is.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just saying that I hope no Missouri fans are listening, but it's too bad he's just the Missouri coach. He's Spurrier-esque, but I take that back. Lane Kiffin is Spurrier, getting his shots in on Hugh Freeze here and there, and if Spurrier had coached in the social media age, Drinkwitz is, I'd have to think about a comparison, but he's very online, clearly. Like he knows what everyone's talking about, and he got up there at the start today and had a crack about I will not discuss the Epstein files or the radiation belt, which I don't know what that is, whether Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone.
That's
all right, well, that's very 80s and 90s reference.
It.
But anyway, yeah, he's interesting, and he'll put his foot in his mouth sometimes, but we like that.
Yeah, and he doesn't even care, which I like that. I wish more – Lane and him don't care.
Lane definitely doesn't care. Eli cares a little bit when he, gets in trouble for, how his words are taken with something. There was something a couple years ago, NIL-related. It's hard for coaches and administrators to talk about paying players without – something they say offending somebody.
Exactly.
So, yeah. But the thing with Eli is he's one of those guys who he gets in trouble and then he keeps talking. He doesn't get he doesn't go into a hole.
Right, right.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah, probably so what helps him is he looks like he should be running your HOA, and he is also Missouri's coach.
Yes.
So people are like, oh, if they had, if I say Georgia now because of Kirby Smart, but if the guy at Alabama would say something like that, it would probably be a little bit bigger news.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
What do you think about the way Greg Sankey has kind of handled this situation with the Big Ten and Tony Petitti? I think that's how you say his name. It's kind of two ways, because Monday he gets up here and he takes clearly shots at what I thought were shots at the Big Ten and how they're handling things. But he's also – it feels like he is handling this so well to where they knew that the ninth game would be leverage, so they held on to not – doing the 9-game conference schedule until they could find a way to use it to get what they wanted, which would be
this
the 5-11.
This is Bo's theory on what.
And I'm a little bit of a conspiracy theorist. Why'd you mention JFK earlier?
First of all.
Yeah. and by the way, SEC Media Days was in Dallas last year. So I went down to Dealey Plaza.
Oh, really?
And that was my first time ever there. And I now do believe that Lee Harvey Oswald probably acted alone.
Really?
Yes, because
ladies and gentlemen, the
distance I had not. You don't get an appreciation for this, but the distance between the where he did the shots to the limo are presented as much further away than when you actually get there. So now I don't mind a good conspiracy, but and I don't rule it out. But anyway,
what about the shot that seems to come from the
front? Yes, that's a Yeah, that's still a thing. I haven't looked into it much recently. I have been too worried about potential 8 and 9 game SEC schedule scenario.
I totally get it. Yeah. We get
so,
it. Yes.
But I should walk it back. Did he act alone? The chances that he acted alone, I think, are greater after me visiting Dealey Plaza for the first time last year. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah. The 8-9. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Did the SEC use that 9th game?
Well, Sankey has wanted a 9-game schedule for a while.
But they've hesitated.
And because he's never gotten on a table and told everybody in the room, we're going to do 9, this is what we're going to do. And part of that was because there's Eli over there, so good thing we weren't talking about him when he was right there. But part of the problem was that they didn't have assurances from ESPN about more money, which is what a lot of people wanted. And then you had the playoff this year where it fed the impression among people in the room that if they go to 9 games, half the league gets a loss. And like already with an 8-game schedule, we're only getting 3 teams in the field. So it's been harder for his constituency, for Sankey, to get them to 9 games. But I think they're going to get there. I've thought that a long time, and they never do. The thing I've never thought is that they're going to play 8 games for the rest of history. It's been more like, are they just going to punt again? Are they going to do another 2-year cycle of 8 while they're waiting to go 9, whatever? But, yeah, the playoff thing is interesting because they really have seemed to have settled on course for this 16-team field where 5 plus 11.
Like the 5-11?
I don't like them calling it 5-11. It's because it's just a 16-team. It's the current format,
yeah.
16 teams.
Okay.
But I don't like the numbers deal.
Okay.
Especially with like the Big Ten idea, like when they're saying the 4-4-2-2-1, like okay, all right, can we get a better name for this?
So yeah,
I've been calling it the automatic bid format, which is what Eli Drinkwitz wants,
yeah.
which he said today. So he's kind of an outlier in the SEC.
Tell them what he was talking about. Seth Emerson, writer for The Athletic, about the play-in stuff.
Yeah, he Drinkwitz was talking about a 8-team format that I heard them talk about in New Orleans in February when the SEC and the Big Ten met, where the Big Ten and the SEC would have 4 play-in games instead of a championship game. And the wacky part about that is it's not like a traditional championship game and then 3 other play-in games. No, it's 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7,
okay.
3 versus 6, 4
yeah.
versus 5, and the loser is out. So if you go 12-0, but you lose to the 8th seed, you're done.
Too bad, right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Which is wacky to a lot of people, but
it's the NFL.
It would place a lot of importance on those games and like the chances that the 1 would lose to the 8, because these would presumably be campus site mm-hmm. games, the chances are pretty low. But it would add excitement, and the way Eli feels about it is that the math that he came at, and I went through it, and I saw where he cited 30 teams, 30 fan bases, 30 sets of players would be engaged going into the championship weekend.
30 teams.
And you would have that would result, actually, now that I'm doing the math in my head, that would result in 15 playoff spots. So I think he might have been saying, like, the group of 5. I don't know. I'm going to go ask him. This is a basic idea that I've heard going back to February, but it seemed to be dead. It probably still is dead. Eli was just up there, I think, saying this is my opinion, which,
yeah.
like we were saying, we love
it. We love it.
Yeah,
yeah.
We love it. But it seems like we are eventually going to arrive at this 5-11, which I hate calling it that, but that's what we're calling it, this 16-team format. Or we just go back to what the current format is, because if the SEC and the Big Ten can't agree on a format, if the Big Ten says no, we want this, and the SEC says, well, we want this, then they just revert to the 12-team field and format that we have now. Not last year's, where the 4 conference champions automatically get the bye because they changed that. But I don't have a problem. I thought 12 was a good number. I thought 16 was a little bit of a stretch.
Greg Sankey's on with us at 10:20, by the way. Seth Emerson is from The Athletic. When does the SEC expand? Because I actually think that's more interesting to me than
expand
this
expand like teams?
Teams.
Ooh, when that ACC deal comes up in 2030 or so. I sat down with Dabo Swinney, and he brought up the Super League thing himself. Mm-hmm. Like he said, I think there's going to be a Super League. This was in April, I think I sat down with him. And I was like, oh really? But is it that? Is it we go to a big Super League, or is it that the SEC starts picking off ACC teams? That would
I think it's the latter. I think it's that.
There's too much money to be lost by expanding right now. Mm-hmm. Like you would be just cutting up the pie if you know. I mean, it would have to be Notre Dame showing up at the door and saying, hey, we want to get in, or North Carolina. And North Carolina's not getting out till 2030 at the earliest. So, they're in this area where they want more revenue because of rev share and everything, they're not gonna invite a 17th or 18th team to split up the same amount of money.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Yeah, and it's this whole thing's just – it's just – now all we ever do is talk about random numbers with teams and playoff spots and conferences. Down in Florida, Billy Napier's got a big year. DJ Lagway is kind of – let's just be honest. He's the savior for Billy Napier and for that program right now because they've watched Georgia surpass them. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they were the it when Alabama came on the rise, and they've really watched Tennessee go back a little bit above them. It's really tough, that schedule, but because of the 12-team playoff, I mean, Florida has a chance to realistically go, 10-3 and make the playoff, but is there enough around Lagway to help him, because their wide receiver room looks loaded, but everywhere else, is there enough around him? And even if it is he going to be able to stay healthy?
Yeah, I mean, the health thing is – I mean, we talked with him a lot about that yesterday, and he assured us he's healthy. I mean, Florida is a lot like Auburn, where those programs have recruited – they've built a base the last couple years. And so – like, do they have the depth that they want? No, but nobody has depth anymore. Georgia doesn't have depth anymore because of the transfer portal. But the Florida and Auburn have quite enough. Well, you know, South Carolina on paper didn't have enough last year, but they were right on the cusp of it. They win one more game, they're in. So you can get to 9-3, 10-2 in the playoff with that level of talent, like that level below the Georgia, Texas, Alabama level, which is where I think like Florida and Auburn about are now. The thing is, and this will flesh out once games start happening, there will be some separation, But right now you look at well more than half the teams in the league and say that team could plausibly make the playoff. Like everybody who was in contention last year, plus Florida and Auburn, could make a jump. Florida more likely than Auburn, but Auburn, you know, Auburn gets Georgia and Alabama at home.
That's right. That's right.
Oklahoma could make a jump if yep. John Mateer is as good as people think he is. You know, Texas A&M was quasi in contention near the end last year, you know, and then fell out. I mean, maybe they do something, but those are the teams that I, you know, I mean, more than half the teams have a realist. In Missouri, they were a little bit in contention yeah. last year. They
got retooled, but yeah.
Yeah.
Seth Emerson, thank you so much. Now I learned that the Florida Gators are going to go 10-3 from Bo. Did you hear that? You just dropped that.
As long as you're quoting him, not me.
Not you.
I didn't say
no,
it.
No. Listen, hey. Bo is over here to my right. It's footing out 10-3, and I love
well,
it for
they,
it. Thank you.
They had the toughest schedule I've ever seen in
All
November
right,
last
here
year.
We go.
Went a little bit of
All
a
right.
run.
Yeah. Okay. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Here we go. Seth, thank you. We appreciate it. And good stuff. We got right. the commish coming up shortly. So
ask him what he thinks of Eli's idea.
I will.
Because I'd like to ask
no,
him.
No, I'm glad yeah. you – because we didn't hear what he said, so I appreciate
All
it.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.